This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios news site that he did not discuss an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt of the interview released Wednesday, said he discussed other things with Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated his dismissal of the bounty allegations. The president says the intelligence community didn't think the accusations were real and they were not worthy to reach his desk. U.S. defense and intelligence officials have long been concerned about Russian interference in Afghanistan, complaining repeatedly that Moscow has been providing the Taliban with weapons and training. A Pentagon report released July 1st, while making no mention of the alleged bounties, warned Russian involvement is growing. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says he tested positive for COVID-19. However, he has successfully beat the disease. Lukashenko made the announcement Tuesday during a speech before the Interior Ministry troops, adding a new twist to a charged presidential election season in the former Soviet Republic, which has often referred to as the last dictatorship in Europe. Lukashenko said doctors believe he was asymptomatic. The Belarusian leader did not clarify when he became ill or provide access to doctors. Observers noted that Lukashenko's schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will travel to the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday. He'll promote the Trump administration's preference for in-person classes for school this fall. You can read more about the vice president's visit to North Carolina on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Looking at the stock markets, Wall Street's main indexes opened higher on Wednesday as a slew of positive earnings updates and hopes for good news from the Federal Reserve overshadowed the concerns about next steps in the government's coronavirus support plan. European shares rose on Wednesday, but a resurgence of COVID-19 cases kept investors cautious. Scientists now say they think they understand why COVID-19 patients often lose their sense of smell and taste. The experts writing in the journal Science Advances said the coronavirus infiltrates the cells that provide major structural support to sensory neurons, the neurons that detect odors and send those messages to the brain. Since the sense of smell is linked to the sense of taste, the coronavirus also affects the ability to taste food. Harvard Medical School researchers said 90% of recovering COVID-19 patients who lost their sense of smell and taste regained it. In separate studies, scientists are still trying to conclude whether it's possible to get COVID-19 twice. Britain said Wednesday it has signed a deal for up to 60 million doses of a potential coronavirus vaccine being developed by Sanofi and GlaxoSmithKline. With its four deals so far, Britain has struck more coronavirus vaccine supply agreements than any other country, securing 250 million doses for a population of 66 million. Reuters reports the European Union has made available up to $53 million to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. On Wednesday, Zimbabwe agreed to pay $3.5 billion in compensation to white farmers whose land was expropriated by the government to resettle black families. The action moves the country a step closer to resolving one of the most divisive policies of the Robert Mugabe era. The Southern African nation does not have the money, and will issue long-term bonds and jointly approach international donors with the farmers to raise funding, that according to the compensation agreement. Two decades ago, Mugabe's government carried out at times violent evictions of 4,500 white farmers and redistributed the land to around 300,000 black families, arguing it was redressing colonial land imbalances. Hundreds of people protested in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, pressing forward with a more than month-long campaign calling on longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.